The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Up on Taconic, the official podcast of Taconic High School. I'm your host for today's episode, Reed. Here, we talk about what's happening in our school, student stories, events, achievements, and much more. Thanks for listening, and let's get started. We have a decent amount on the agenda today. Berkshire Delights has been set back. I will get a little bit more into that in just a minute. First up, before we begin, I have a few things I'd like to talk about. First, I'd love to give a send-off message to our seniors. Last week was their official last week in our shop. Now, it's just us sophomores until the freshmen arrive. Thank you to Cody and Brendan for helping us adapt into our shop. I appreciate everything you've done for us. And now, since Brendan passed the torch, we will continue. Well, the seniors passed the torch. Sorry, messed that one up a little bit. Another thing, of course, is Berkshire Delights has been pushed back until our next time due to scheduling conflicts, but it will still have the same energy that I'm hoping it will. Also, of course, our co-host for today, Aries, might join us later. I'm not entirely sure yet. We'll see. Anyways, now that we got the message out of the way and all those other things, let's get into our Thunder Report highlights. As always, this segment highlights major news from our weekly Thunder Report in a time speed segment, and then afterwards, we go into a bigger discussion. Of course, that discussion part might not. We'll see. Okay. Last time, I don't remember what we had exactly last time. I know it was 30 seconds. This is not a long one, so it doesn't really matter. Let's see how fast we can go this time. In 3, 2, 1, go. Fall sports registration is now open. Oh, I didn't even start the time. Ooh, I forgot to start the timer. And now 3, 2, 1, go. Fall sports registration is now open. If you are interested in playing a fall sport, please visit the Pittsfield Public Schools athletics website to register. Prom tickets are now on sale in the cafeteria at prom tickets are for sale in the cafeteria at every lunch. The cost is $50, and you must have a code of conduct signed in order to purchase tickets. We want to congratulate the 10th grade class on a week of MCAS testing. 9th grade MCAS will be coming soon, so be on the lookout. That was about 38 seconds. Not bad. Not bad for this week. So, if you want to check out our full Thunder Report, as always, head on over to the Taconic TV YouTube channel. This week, of course, the class of 2026 wrapped up their final Thunder Report production, a weather report from Mr. Wojcik, and Brendan Bales' send-off message to the school. Now, that's it for our Thunder Report highlights. Next up, we go to this week's headlines with the Berkshire Eagle. Here are some of the biggest articles from the Berkshire Eagle from the last week. I'm joined by Aries, so let's get going. Great news for movie lovers. In the Berkshires, the Historic Images Cinema on Spring Street in Williamstown is officially reopening. It officially reopened on May 22nd after closing last year for a massive $2 million renovation. The 110-year-old independent theater is welcoming the community back with a special two-week first look screening series to celebrate. Tickets are completely free for members and just $5 for non-members through June 4th. The upgraded space features a main 70-seat theater equipped with a brand new screen and a cutting-edge Dolby Atmos spatial audio system, which is unique to the region. The entire building is now fully ADA accessible, including new Bluetooth technology that allows hearing aids to connect directly to the theater's main audio. While the team puts the finishing touches on a brand new second screen expected to open next month, film fans can head over right now to catch acclaimed recent hits like Sinners, Marty Supreme, and a big sing-along version of K-pop Demon Hunters. Once both screens are fully operational in June, Images Cinema will dive straight into the summer season with highly anticipated releases like Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey and Steven Spielberg's Disclosure Day. It's a wonderful milestone for an independent landmark that has been serving the community since 1916. So head down to Spring Street, check out the new seats, and enjoy the show.
Pittsfield Public Schools is making great strides in getting kids back to the classroom. New state data says the district is just one out of 55 statewide to significantly slash its chronic absenteeism rate, which dropped nearly 10 percentage points through March 1st compared to last year. Overall attendance is up by 90.6%, with the most significant improvements seen among Latino students in high-needs groups. Interim Superintendent Latifa Phillips, I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, credits the turnaround to better data collection, like accurately counting students who arrive after the first period, and practical support, like running extra school buses on freezing mornings. The district is also focusing heavily on building stronger relationships with families to help them solve underlying issues like transportation and childcare. While educators are celebrating these hard-earned gains, they know that there is still ground to make up to reach the state average. To keep the momentum going, Pittsfield plans to add 6 new family engagement coordinators next year to partner with parents and keep attendance climbing, because at the end of the day, showing up matters. If you were planning to kick off the... If you were planning to kick off the unofficial start of summer by the pool this Memorial Day weekend, you might just want to pack a jacket instead of a swimsuit. Following a brief heat wave earlier this week that saw record-setting 90-degree temperatures in North Adams, a steep weather roller coaster is bringing unseasonably chilly air and a chance of showers to the Berkshires. Friday is shaping up to be the best day of the stretch, mostly sunny with a comfortable high near 70. However, the rest of the holiday weekend won't be a total washout, but it will be cool. Expect mostly cloudy skies on Saturday and Sunday, with highs hovering right around 60 degrees. The highest chance for rain will hit Saturday afternoon into the night, with lingering damp weather possible through Sunday morning and off and on during Memorial Day itself. The cooler forecast isn't stopping anyone from hitting the road, though AAA reports a record-breaking 45 million Americans are expected to travel this weekend. If you are staying local or visiting the county, meteorologists hint that this might actually be our last taste of intense heat for a while, as a sustained warm-up is not expected for weeks. So secure your outdoor barbecue plans with a backup canopy, keep your long sleeves handy, and enjoy the holiday weekend.
All right. Pittsfield officials are bracing for a challenging budget season ahead. Mayor Peter Marchetti recently unveiled a proposed $232.8 million operating budget for
fiscal?
What's that?
Fiscal.
Fiscal. for fiscal year 2027, marketing a roughly 3% increase over the last year. The primary culprits driving up city expenses are soaring health insurance costs, retirement contributions, and debt payments. To soften the blow to local taxpayers, every
municipal
department was asked to slash their original funding request by 2.5%, and the city plan to inject $2 million in free cash to steady the tax rate. Perhaps the most painful compromise comes from the Department of Public Services, which is facing a $738,000 reduction achievement by cutting 5 currently vacant staff positions. Mayor Marchetti explained that while the city fully intends to fund and fill these roles later, once union contract negotiations wrap up, it simply isn't feasible to budget for positions that cannot be immediately filled. Other long vacant roles across City Hall, including the HVAC technician and a legal assistant, were also left entirely unfunded in this tight proposal. Meanwhile, the local school system is navigating its own $4.3 million shortfall. The city council preliminarily accepted an $86.9 million budget for Pittsfield Public Schools, but not without some pushback regarding cuts to teaching staff and supplies in favor of administrative roles. Interim Superintendent Dr. Phillips noted that the deficit forced leaders to make incredibly tough decisions about what the district can reasonably continue to fund. A series of department budget hearings will continue over the next few weeks, leading up to a formal city council vote on June 9th.
We close today's segment with a heartfelt farewell from the local community. Pittsfield High School is mourning the loss of beloved longtime art teacher and resident photographer Colleen Quinn, who passed away on Wednesday at the age of 69 after a brief battle with an aggressive form of cancer. Known for her radiant smile, kindness, and unwavering dedication, Quinn was famously proud of her perfect attendance record and was a constant supportive fixture at nearly every school game, concert, and pep rally. Hours after learning of her passing, the PHS community gathered at Clapp Park to honor her memory during the Generals tournament baseball game. Players taped her name to the back of their jerseys, while students decorated a dedicated chair behind home plate with flowers and a sign reading, "You will forever have the best seat at the game." Before first pitch, a crowd of all ages stretched from home plate deep into right field, standing together along the first baseline for a powerful moment of silence. Quinn's siblings and colleagues remember her as a natural mentor who used art to build confidence in students, especially those who feel disconnected from the school system. PHS Principal Lynn Taylor announced that counselors and support staff are available to help students navigate the sudden loss. The Generals went on to win Wednesday's game 5-0, with players dedicating the victory and the rest of their season to the teacher who always showed up wholeheartedly for them.
All right. It's unfortunate that they lost such an amazing woman over at PHS. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
So let's talk. The weather is not exactly the greatest, but hey, it'll eventually get better. It's spring. Yeah. It's kind of something you should expect in spring. But hey, bro, Tuesday of last week, I had to have my window fan in just to kind of like do well. Now I really just don't want to have my window fan on because of how cold it is outside.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just like, it's cold now. It's not supposed to be cold. It's almost summer.
Mm-hmm. And I think, honestly, it's kind of to be expected as well, since considering it's spring. But hey, what can you do?
Yeah, it's like, you know, you don't use just, it's just, it's not how that works.
Yeah. Image Cinema reopening. I've never been, I will be honest. We've had a lot of cinemas around Pittsfield specifically. Okay. Like, we, of course, still have the Beacon. We had the one over by the mall and Lanesboro. We had a few more in Pittsfield that I'm not aware of the names.
Wasn't
of.
Wasn't that Regal? Wasn't Regal at the mall?
Regal? Yeah, Regal Cinema was over at the mall. Regal, honestly, they tend to have a lot of good exclusives over there.
I remember going there to watch Spider-Man No Way Home at the end of 2021, and there was them and Target. They were the only ones open, and no one was there. That was the only time that I didn't have anybody. I didn't have anybody in the theater. It was just me and my family, and it was depressing because the lights were off too. It was like, it looked like they were about to like cover up a crime scene or something. Like it was bad. And then they closed a couple of days later.
Huh.
The popcorn was nice though. That was a good popcorn. Thank you.
Yeah. I remember, I think we might still have a gift card towards it, but the Regal Cinema, they tend to have a great amount of exclusives. What movies have I seen there? I think I saw Hotel Transylvania 2, maybe. I know I watched one of the Hotel Transylvanias there. I also might have, I think I watched Despicable Me 3, I believe it was.
Oh, bro. Yeah, I hate that one.
Honestly, compared to the new one, I like Despicable Me 3. I have some good memories there.
The new, dude. Sure. Okay, anyway, pay my taxes.
Image Cinema, yeah, like I said, never been there. It looks cool, though. Williamstown.
I hate Williamstown.
I've never been to Williamstown. I might have passed through Williamstown, but I don't think I've ever...
Really... No! And I don't like Williamstown because it's just weird, you know? I went there... I didn't really go there, but... thank you for that, guidance counselor. Anyway, I went there, and there was a professor there, a math professor. He was chill. There was actually two. Both of them denied my work, and they called... They were like, oh, what are you trying to prove that there's nobody exists? I was like, listen here, Buckaroo. Okay, have you done something important with your life? And it just made me mad because they are bullying me when they allow students to bully them. Dude, like, okay, listen.
You're 15. You gotta consider that. They ain't gonna take a 15-year-old all the time for their work. They'll be like, you sure you know what you're doing?
There's an Asian kid in Asia. Okay. I think he's in America. He's like 9 in his calculus.
Oh. Oh, wait. Have you seen this on the internet? Is that why?
Yeah, he's like an Asian guy. He's like the Newtown style. I don't know.
Anyways, attendance going up. Honestly, it's well needed at this point. We've had some pretty bad attendance for the last few years. Yeah. I'm kind of shocked it actually has gone up. I haven't heard a single thing from our district about it specifically, but Eagle reported on it.
Definitely hasn't gone off for me. But the attendance, that's good. It's nice because, we need a budget in case. To be honest, to Connick High School, we got like $200 maybe.
$200 to our name?
Yeah, no. Just like what we got us.
Oh, yeah, dude. We're the new school on the block, you know, from 2017. Look at us now. We got $200 to our name.
2019. But like, yeah, no, actually, no, 2018, 2019. But like,
so, close enough.
Was that us?
That was on us.
But if, like, the most annoying thing is. We arguably, okay, well, no politics, but arguably we have more technological stuff than PHS. So why do they get some more funding than us? Okay.
You know, I think they're still planning on rebuilding PHS. I believe we read about this a while ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They kind of need it.
Anyway,
that's going to wrap us up, guys. That's it for this week's edition of the Berkshire Eagle. For more information regarding these articles, head on over to the Berkshire Eagle website. And there's, of course, more articles over there.
Yep.
Now we head back over to our next segment. Now we go to this week's edition of Game Chat. Welcome to the first edition of Game Chat. This time around, we'll be talking about the video game Pal World. It is a demo of a game that's supposed to be getting a full release, I believe, this year or next year, and we are going to talk about it. So, Aries, what is your opinion on the video game PAL World?
Pokemon.
It is not.
It is Pokemon. You know, maybe, okay, not like in a base sense, but I think it's good. I mean, I gotta think about this. Hold up.
It's different from Pokemon. It's like, so what, the best way to describe what PAL World is it's a clash between Ark, like Ark Survival Ascended, and like Pokemon Arceus or something like that.
Yeah.
But takes place, of course, in an open world. There are towers that you could face. There's like legendary things. It's really cool. I've played PAL World for about a year now, something like that. I don't play it actively, but it is a very great game. And honestly, I'd recommend it to anybody. If you're willing to try out something like that, where it's a clash between the two games, more than welcome to. It's on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation.
I haven't done any of the towers yet.
You haven't done any of them yet?
No, I haven't, because I'm like level 27.
You should
like,
be able to take on the first tower and probably the second tower at this point.
But like, it's a good game. I did want to talk about another game as well, because this is game talk. So the game I wanted to talk about, it's a bad game now, but it used to be so good.
Are you talking about Fortnite?
Yeah, Fortnite. Dude, I don't know what they've been doing with that game, I swear.
So, Fortnite, I think everybody knows it by now. It's trying to be kind of like Roblox in some sort of way, but it's mainly a battle royale game. That's the best way of describing Fortnite. Of course, it has different game modes via Creative 2.0, which is, when Creative 2.0 came out, it was amazing. Now, everybody's like, when's the next thing?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, the thing about a game like Fortnite is, in Minecraft too, I guess, it stays the same. Doesn't change because you know you can't.
Well,
really
it has story
it.
That changes, of course, over time in the live events.
Who cares about the story? but like seriously, it doesn't really. Why is there gum under the table? There isn't really a. Oh damn, a sticky. But I think the biggest thing about Fortnite that annoys me is they don't listen to the community, and when they do, they somehow mess it up. I think the one thing that they did listen to us about was bring back OG Fortnite. They did that twice. Actually, three times, if you include Chapter 2. You want to know what they did? The first time, they messed it up. They just did some random stuff. The second time was even worse. It was pretty good. Fortnite Remix was a good season. I know you returned to play it. It was a good season. I mean, I didn't really like how they made, like, singers.
Fun story about that, actually. I didn't play OG Fortnite. Never did. I played Chapter 2, Season 7. That's when I started. And I quit in, late Chapter 4.
I started in Chapter 1, Season 7 on my PlayStation, but Season 3 on my PC. And
bro has a PC.
Well, not PC, like laptop, but personal computer. But the biggest thing about why are you laughing? The biggest thing about Fortnite is like so many things just go wrong.
Well, nowadays, of course, we have plenty of good, great memories from it. We've made plenty of creative maps, and I think Fortnite is great. Of course, nowadays, it is not great, and I wish it could be better, but hey, who am I to judge? It's truthfully still a good game to this day for some people, but for the OGs, they're like, this is buns.
Chapter 2 is good. Chapter 2, Season 6.
Bro, remember when chapters were long?
Oh my God, yeah. Chapter 3, the beginning of the end. They only had 4 seasons.
And then that's the whole trend. Now it's only 4 seasons per chapter.
I was so shocked when they did that. I was like, oh, Chrome season, what's next? Oh, yeah, that's the end of the chapter. I was like, whoa.
Next season. Oh, it's coming to an end already?
Yeah, and like they literally cut Chapter 2's length in half. That's what they did.
Chapter 2's length?
Chapter 2 is 8 seasons.
Yeah, and Chapter 1 was 10 seasons.
And then Chapter 3 was 4 seasons. They cut the length of Chapter 2 in half. And I was like, what the hell? And another thing, too. chapter's only a year long now.
Yeah, it lasts about a year. Then they are like, okay, guys, time for the next map. You ready?
Dude, I remember when I played chapter one and chapter two, and I was like, yo, guys.
Do they even bring back OG locations anymore?
I'm on the main map now. I don't even know what the main map looks like.
I know last time they brought back an OG spot, from what my knowledge was, is Tilted.
Tilted.
Tilted back in chapter three.
Bro, we were dropping boys. But, like, I think...
Bro, Tilted day one, nobody could stay there.
Fortnite Battle Pass. Okay, anyway. I think probably the most annoying thing about what we've been doing with the game is not that they don't listen. That's also really annoying. But another thing is, like, they make the game just too complex. And I know that's a complaint a lot of people hear, but, like, I'm going to explain why and what I mean. Like, when I say too complex, I mean they don't keep... First of all, the graphics look terrible now. Like, when I say the graphics look bad, I don't mean, like, the graphics look... Because, like, they look more realistic, but, like, they don't feel like Fortnite graphics. Number two, when they bring back OG Fortnite, they don't bring back the old movement. They don't bring back... No, they just, like, old guns, old map. That's all they do.
Double pump, guys. Who's ready?
I know. They did add that back for OG Season 1. But, like, still.
I do
still.
Remember that.
God, man. It's annoying. And, like, when they do OG seasons, it's okay. They did a Simpsons season. I don't know if you knew about that.
I did know about that.
Yeah. I played one game of it, and I was like, what is this?
Bro, we were traveling around, what's the name of the city again? Or town? Greenfield?
Yeah, I think it's Greenfield. It was so weird. I don't like... And then chapter 6, season 1 was the last good season, in my opinion.
Also, I believe this gone over now. I'm not entirely sure, but I believe Fortnite skins are about, like, what, 48% of the actual game, and the rest of it's collab skins.
I know.
Or 45, I'm not sure. I know it's gone down drastically since they started doing all these collabs. Yeah. Bringing all the Disney characters in, and, bro. Who wants to play as Mr. Incredible?
And, dude, do you remember when it was the IO versus, like, the Foundation? Like, that was peak. That was peak. And then they just... Oh, yeah, there's a guy named the Herald. Like, that was okay. Like, I was fine with that. New villain.
The only thing I know about this new chapter is the fact that the Foundation is back. And he's facing the Ice King from chapter one.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Where did these guys come from?
Ice King. Bro, it was the Ice King versus the Lava guy from the volcano. Now it's the Foundation.
Yeah.
Bro, we don't need part two.
I think the biggest... mistake. You remember chapter 3, season 4, they just killed off half the 7? They literally just killed off the entire cast, and it was just like I don't know her name. Brittany something? Brie Larson,
yeah.
She just blasted off into space. The Foundation and Jonesy are still chilling somewhere. Like, that was the end, bro, of the story for me.
I remember. Bro, Brie Larson... Oh my god, bro, her role in Mario Galaxy is great, but anyways, that's besides the point. Yeah, Fortnite had some great moments. Now it's kind of dead. I think that might be actually all that we have for time.
Yes, it is.
We're going to head over to our next segment. Let's head on over to that. Now we go to this week's first ever edition of Let's Talk Media. Welcome to the first edition of Let's Talk Media. So, this edition, we are going to be talking about the current shows or movies, I guess, that we're watching. I think we're mainly going to be talking about movies. Not movies, shows. So, Aries, you want to start off with some of the shows you've been watching recently?
I don't know if I'm going to talk about this on here, but, like, The Boys. Yeah, The Boys. They had the finale this week, actually. Well,
season finale? Like, yeah. Is it done now?
Yeah, series finale. It would be last week by you guys are listening this, but Wednesday they had the finale, and it was a lot of people were complaining about it because Homelander, who is, like, this guy who just, like, thinks he's God and stuff. You are not going to watch it. It is like the most rated R TV show I've ever seen. I'm not even kidding. People are becoming...
Ashley.
You know when you have your ice cream cone and the ice cream falls off, that's happening to people. Okay. Like it's not amazing. So yeah, Ashley, look at me. That was from the show.
That's where I came from.
Yeah. And
for people who don't know.
Homelander, you know, his death was so satisfying. But I can say like, no, because he was literally begging for his life. Like he thinks he's God. That's his entire character arc. And then in the end, he's like begging for his life and the public sees him like that. It's a great ending for him. But I think, and then he obviously dies, but I think the characters were good, but like the action, I don't know how to feel about it. These guys fought in the Oval Office for 2 minutes. There was no big final battle. Like no one got really, I mean, people got killed, but like he didn't fly into the sky and start blasting the White House. Like, it was just like, they were just fighting in the Oval Office for 2 minutes, and then they kill him.
Oh.
It felt a little anticlimactic, but the characters' endings were good. People are saying the finale was terrible, and it's like Game of Thrones level bad. I don't think it's that bad, but...
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That I need to actually watch eventually.
But
and you said there was another show that you've been actively watching. Yeah. Is it Invincible, I assume?
No, actually, it's not. I've been rewatching Breaking Bad.
Actually,
BB, yeah, I've been rewatching Breaking Bad. I don't know why, I just wanna. And Invincible, but Invincible was like a couple weeks ago,
it ended a couple weeks ago for the season.
The wobbly edits,
yeah, I've never seen any of those shows, but I will give you something for my side of things. I watch anime, as you can,
a lot, yeah,
I watch anime. That I'm watching a ton of shows, I can start naming a lot of them actually. That time I got reincarnated as a slime, ReZero, starting a new life in another world, starting, I don't know the full name, Classroom of the Elite, Kill Blue, Demons of the Shadow Realm, Wistoria Wanda and Sword, and The Beginning After the End. That is what I'm actively watching right now.
Jesus.
And also, technically some more, but I'm not going to name them today. I guess the best three out of that whole list is ReZero, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, and Classroom of the Elite. Those are the ones I'm hooked on. Demons of the Shadow Realm also comes in close fourth, but it's still great. I quickly talk about them. That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime follows a man named Satoru that gets reincarnated after being stabbed.
That was a woman.
No. He then reincarnates as a slime, as the title says. And, he later meets his dragon, gains some power. And later in the story, he's like the most overpowered demon lord in the whole series. And he also starts a civilization. It's a lot of politics, I will tell you that right now. But the fight scenes are great. There's two movies as well that don't follow the exact main story. But they're still good. The other one's ReZero. ReZero follows a man named Subaru Natsuki. He is also reincarnated, and all because he blinked.
I see a trend here.
Yeah. The last one's actually not reincarnation. Wow. But yeah, he reincarnates and meets a bunch of his... He meets a person named Amelia who introduces him to a bunch of her friends. And the story is pretty dark, I will be very honest. Basically, if he dies, he can't actually die. He comes back to a certain checkpoint. It's basically like a video game where, like, if you die at a certain point, you can go back to your last checkpoint. That's pretty much the whole premise of it.
I wish.
And he has to make decisions to be able to get back. The last episode that I watched was actually very, very sad. He lost all of his memories, and now he's until the ones that he got from his actual world, and now he has to try getting them back.
Good riddance.
It's very crazy. The last one is Classroom of the Elite. Classroom of the Elite follows the main character, Ayana Koji is his last name. I don't know his first name. He is from a room called the White Room, and he
tries escaping from there because it's a very not so great place, and he just wants to be a normal person. But unfortunately for him, that's not really the case. He goes to a school that is very complicated in its school rules. Like, there's, it's like a normal school system, but like taken to a big, like another level. Like, if you like fail on a certain thing or like fail on their exams and things like that, you get expelled. Oh. Almost on the spot if something goes wrong. And they have like a point system. It's kind of like college in some way, but it's a lot of thinking and a lot of manipulating, but I'd recommend watching it. Other shows, of course, Demons of the Shadow Realm, it's also good. But yeah, that's all I can talk about.
What about movies? I think movies-wise,
recently watched Mario Galaxy.
Movies that are coming out. We have the Backhams movie, I think it's the one that a lot of people are talking about. We also have Avengers Doomsday and Spider-Man Brand New Day. Those are like the Marvel movies
Spider-Man Brand New Day comes out, I'm immediately going to see that. I don't care. Yeah. Bro, Spider-Man, the cliffhanger we got was insane. I'm also waiting on them to officially give us the part three for, you know, Spider-Man Back to the Universe, multiverse, whatever they called it, Miles Morales.
Yeah.
I need them to make a third part.
That's coming out next year. You want to know what else? An animated movie is coming out next year?
What? If we get K-pop Demon Hunters 2, bro, that's
going to be weird. We are actually getting K-pop. We are. I don't know if it's next year, but we are getting it.
It was actually the best streamed Netflix movie of all time. And of course, the sing-alongs also did great in theaters for some reason. Bro, all the diehard K-pop Demon Hunter fans, I'm sorry. The movie's... Yes! Let's talk about it. Demon Slayer, The Infinity Castle Part 2.
Yeah.
Bro, when that comes out, I'm going to theaters with you guys, and I'm crying. Because I know there's going to be a lot of people that dies. Let's talk about Demon Slayer. And no, it's not something we're actively watching, but Demon Slayer, the series follows the main protagonist, Tanjiro Kamado. He is a normal... not blacksmith, and I know he lives up in the mountains with his family. They are living a normal, peaceful life. Then all of a sudden, his life turns to crap when his whole family dies in a massacre, because we later find out how they died.
With Bezo.
Yeah. The person that's the main antagonist, Muzan, he is trying to find somebody who can survive out in the sun with demon blood. And he tries attempting experiments on a bunch of people, and he went to Tanjiro's house and straight up poured a bunch of his blood into his family, and that caused them to die.
Some woman survived, lady.
Yes, his Tanjiro's sister, Nezuko, survived, and he's trying to get her to see help. Of course, there's a lot of events that happen, but basically, Tanjiro, great main character. He kind of reminds me of Deku in some kind of ways from MHA.
And Deku's just annoying.
I
think, okay, my hot take, Demon Slayer is a good anime only because of the fights and also the villains in a way.
The story's also really good.
I think a lot of the characters just feel... the villains honestly feel more... I'm more connected to them than the protagonist. Tanjiro is chill, I guess. Nezuko never speaks. She starts speaking near the end, but like whatever.
Just to relearn the whole English vocabulary.
Yeah. Tanjiro's family, I could care less about. I don't really like, you spend like 2 minutes with them.
I'm not sure if this is confirmed in the manga or not, but I'm pretty sure Tanjiro is related to the first Demon Slayer.
He is, yeah.
In some way, which the first Demon Slayer almost killed the main antagonist.
Yuichi Shugokuni.
Yeah. Anyways, we're coming up, of course, on our time. Thank you for joining us for this segment. And now we head back over to the outro. Well, that is all we have for you this evening. If you have any questions or ideas, email us at taconictv@pittsfield.net.
For more from us, check out our YouTube channel, Taconic TV, where you'll find our weekly news show, The Thunder Report, and much more. Thanks for listening, and have a great evening.